Shalom Mishpacha. Shalom family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has finally come down to form one new humanity, one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. And the key, in my opinion, to my guest, Eddie James, having all sorts of moves of the Spirit as he worships God publicly, the key is he doesn't just perform. He's the same in front of people as he is. I understand you study the Bible and worship God 8 hours a day. I mean, that's a norm for you. I've got to ask you something. When I saw you, you're an amazing guy. You didn't show up to do a concert. When we ministered together in New York City, you show up with a big bus of young people, former addicts of all kinds, that you are personally mentoring. I believe that ministry. I believe the CDs we're making available all come from your personal intimacy with God. When you're teaching someone, one of these young people just off the street that just got off of drugs, and I met some of your young kids, they are amazing. Have many of them gone on to become go into full-time ministry after you set them free and mentored them?
Sid, it is so incredible to see the transformation where they were and then where God takes them. I have one for an example. His name is Kagan. Kagan has come, was a former drug addict and bound in homosexuality. And he was so messed up that when we first found him, we didn't know if he was male or female. And I was praying, God bless this individual, because we just could not tell. But the transformation, Sid, get this, was so incredible that now he just recently come back from India. And India, he's preaching the gospel, and 15,500 and so people give their lives to Jesus right there in India. He has went to different places in America, in Hollywood, and he has this one story of such a supernatural, powerful move of God. He's at a place where they do modeling, and at that place, somebody's baby died right there at the modeling agency. He lays hands on the baby, and the baby comes back to life, and many of those models get saved and filled with the Spirit right there.
You know, my experience is someone that is radical for the devil, that has a radical encounter with Jesus, then is radical for Jesus, which is really normal, they are considered by most Christians radical because most Christians have never even seen people that operate in what the Bible says. But you've got all these, I have here in my notes that something like a couple of hundred of your former students are now in full-time ministry.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have them, whether they are either, I've got several that are either pastors or youth pastors. Many of them have launched their own ministry. Some of them are worship leading or starting their own bands.
Tell me about Khalid briefly, the young Muslim man.
Oh, goodness. He's the catalyst behind so much of what we've done. He came into our ministry. He was 19 years old at the time, and he came basically to learn engineering and in terms of studio and sound. But through the course of events,
now he came in as a non-believer, as a Muslim.
Yeah, he came. Yeah, to give you just how it really went down. The guitar player of mine had graduated from high school with him. He comes into our ministry to do sound. And really, at that time, that only meant he was going to come whenever I'm doing a project. So we go to Nashville, Tennessee, and he sees a bona fide miracle happen. This is why miracles are so important. He sees a bona fide miracle happen right before his very eyes with another one of our friends who had gotten bitten by an insect. His hand begins to swell up. It got real bad. And the woman of the house we were staying with lays hands on him, and God miraculously heals him of the insect bite right in front of Khalid's eyes. Khalid says, "Can you do for me what you did for him?" Because at the time he was having infection in his mouth. His mouth was really messed up. And so she lays hands on him. Now, Khalid had never been to a church service. At this point, the only faith he knows is Islam. He's from Tunisia, Africa. He has no idea of what it's like to be in a church event. So his first exposure to Christianity is at this home. Khalid, she lays hands on him. He hits the ground. He just falls out in the Holy Ghost. There's no catcher. I didn't even know that this was going to happen. He hits the ground, and Sid, he didn't wake up for 18 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
The next time he gets up, he says that the power of God, he says, this is what he said. He said, Jesus came to him while he was out and reveals himself to him and shows him that he is the true Messiah. He gets up from that experience. His mouth is completely healed. And he's a believer in that moment.
You are an equal opportunity minister, Eddie. You minister to traditional Jews, to Muslims. It doesn't matter. All you have to do is walk in the love and the power and the miracles of the living God. Everyone's hungry for the living God, the real God, the God that's personal. And you demonstrate them. These kids that have been into drugs that are just the dredge of society turn around, and they're going to be the leaders of the church of the next move of God's Spirit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I liken it to what happened with the woman with the issue of blood, or the woman at the well, or the leper, or even Paul, that they have an encounter and they become catalysts for breakthroughs in their community, that thousands upon thousands, like the man that was at the Gate Beautiful, when Peter and John said, "Rise up and walk," 5,000 people come to know Jesus just off of his testimony. And that's what we're seeing God do right now.
Tell me about the song. We're offering three of your CDs that are so powerful. They're not your typical, I have to warn you. I mean, in one of them, Eddie breaks out in tongues on almost every song. Because what I wanted him to do is capture what he does between him and God behind closed doors so that you can participate in the glory that's on him. And by the way, the three music CDs will be available for a gift of $40. Tell me about the song that we're offering on the Shift CD called "I Love You."
Powerful song. I never forget this. Sid, I was at Brownsville Assembly of God, where the outpouring happened for so many years, and millions came to receive the Lord. So I'm there leading worship. While being there, just before the worship service starts, I am in sound check. These sound checks, God just visits. And so right as I'm playing, just to get the keyboard in check, "I Love You," I just begin to play that progression. And when you hear the song, "I Love You," I want you to take note, because when I say "I love you," it is me responding, or the Father telling me that he loves me. And as you hear the echo, it's us telling Jesus as the bride that we love him. And so you have this intimacy that is happening, which is so important. It's as you said earlier, it's what births so much of what comes out of my life, is intimacy with God. And that's what this song is portraying, as we're saying to the Lord, and the Lord is saying to us how much we love each other.
You're going to experience what is normal for Eddie and his kids right now. "I Love You."
I love you.
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 With all of my heart.
All of my soul.
All of my soul.
All of my mind, Lord.
All of my mind.
Oh,
I lift my hands
to you and say, I love you.
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 Place a credit card order for today's offer? Call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org to hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural. Visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Call 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter or materials catalog. I really want to mentor you monthly to walk in the supernatural of God. Log into our website and get information on how you can join our mentoring clubs by becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.